Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Friday edition of the Sounds of Faith. We greet you in the name which is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so very much for giving us this opportunity of ministry into your heart and your life today. Whether you're finding a place to live, you might be riding down the road in the car, you might be at work. Maybe they're at home. Maybe they're in a convalescent center. Maybe the hospital bed somewhere. I don't know. But I just know this. I hope the broadcast will stir your heart and bless your heart, the music. And I pray that the Word of God will speak to our hearts and conform us to the image of His dear Son. Amen. Well, here's a good song from the choir. I hope you enjoy this one. It says, I'm glad I got lost so I could be saved. Good to be saved, isn't it? Oh, but you had to get lost before you got saved, didn't you? Amen. That's the hardest thing to do, is realizing that you need to get saved and submitting yourself unto the Spirit of God. Well, that's our adult choir singing for you today. A great song. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us if you like that kind of choir singing and the other kind of singing you hear on the broadcast. You hear that about every service here at Faith. Now, we don't have a choir on Wednesday nights, but we do on Sunday morning, Sunday night. They kick off the worship. And if you looking for a church home, looking for a place to get in church, and we'd love to have you come, maybe new to the area. I would love to have you come and visit with us here at Faith Baptist. Amen. We're right on the corner of Highway 18 South out of Shelby, about 5 miles. There at the intersection of Highway 180, and that's which is South Post Road. And course, we're only about 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line, and we'd love to have you come this coming Lord's Day. We have Sunday school at 10, then the choir you just heard will kick off our worship at 11, and they'll do it again at 6 o'clock in the evening service. And of course, we do have prayer meeting on Wednesday nights at 7, and we'd love to have you come and visit anytime you can here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Well, Brother Justin Morrow and the girls are going to sing for you here, talking about that field of grace. Amen. I like it. No place like grace. Amen. That's Brother Justin Morrow, Alana Douglas, and Miss Haley Douglas Mullinax singing for you today. All right, let's see what our truth for today has for us. And we always are excited about our truth that we get from God's Word. Well, you know, it's not our truth, it's God's truth. Amen. But we try to convey it And we'll take it out of Psalms, of all places. We've been in the Psalms all week long. And Psalm 107, verse number 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give him thanks, give him praise, for what even, now listen very carefully, for what even seems to be reverses today. Because tomorrow you may discover that in his wisdom, in God's providence, they were advancements. Even those things that seem to be in reverse to us, God is using them for our advancement. Oh, remember in Romans, all things, friend, all things, believer, all things work together for good to them that love God, those who are the called according to his purpose. Do we believe it or not? Oh, we do. We don't we? We believe it. Hallelujah. God takes care of us, doesn't he? Amen. Well, we getting ready to pray. And I invite you to join me as we talk to our Heavenly Father for a few moments. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today, God, for the ability to pray. God, for that petition that may be on our hearts today, we ask to you and we give it to you today. And we just thank you that maybe you can do that which we can't do. We know you can, Lord. And we know you're able to, but is it your will? We don't know. We're praying that thy will be done in our heart and life. And we ask you, God, today that you would just continue, God, to bless in the next couple songs that we're going to play. And then in the preached word of God, I pray you'll be honored in all the things that we do and say here on this Friday Sounds of Faith. Now, Lord, for our dear friends who are listening today, maybe by radio or maybe by on internet, maybe here in our own backyard or maybe across the water somewhere. We pray for them. Bless them, dear Lord, for having tuned us in today. We pray it to be so. Now, Lord, continue, God, in the broadcast time, and I'm praying that you'll speak to my heart today from thy word, as well to other listeners, I pray. Thank you again for Jesus and for the salvation we have through his blood. Thou art worthy, O Lord, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, again, I want to say I appreciate you joining us today for the Sounds of Faith. And here's a good song from the Sons of Faith. Amen. We've been playing one from them each day. And I pray that you'll enjoy this one. It says, I will rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Well, that's what we've been talking about, giving him praise, right? And I like this song. Amen.
Homeward way, I rejoice in the Lord. Whether skies are bright or as dark as night, I rejoice in the blessed Lord. With a soul, with a happy song in my soul, I'm pressing on to the heavenly goal. I'm trusting in we control. I rejoice I rejoice in the Lord. What can harm my soul under his control? I rejoice in the Lord. With a happy song in my soul. I'm pressing on to the goal. trusting in His sweet control. I rejoice in the Lord. No one can be sad in His presence glad. I rejoice in the Lord. This my song will be for eternity. I rejoice in the blessed Lord. With a song, a happy song in my soul, I'm pressing on to the goal. I'm trusting in His sweet control. I rejoice in the blessed Lord. I'm trusting in sweet control. I rejoice in the blessed Lord.
Amen. Let's rejoice in the Lord today. Amen. That's a good one from the sons of faith. Amen. Before their voices completely changed. Amen. Amen. You can probably pick out a few of those guys, Spencer and Justin, singing in that group. Amen. They'll still sing on the broadcast time. All right. Well, here's a good one from Miss Carolyn Parker Owens. Amen. Simply says, it's no secret what God can do.
The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring news to you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. God what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
It is no secret what God has done and what God can do. Amen. Well, as we look again into the Word of God, we'll conclude this week of broadcast on the same path, no pun intended, that we started on. That's the path of praise. And we looked at we have the right to praise. There's reasons to praise. And we're going to continue along with that thought. You know, the psalmist writes in Psalm 18 in verse number 3, it says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. We noticed yesterday, of course, God is the Holy One. Amen, and he's worthy to be praised. He's the Holy One, the Righteous One, the Just One, the Merciful One, the Powerful One, the Loving One. He's worthy of who he is, but he's worthy for what he's done. He loved us, he saved us, he provides for us, he protects us, and he's eventually going to take us to heaven to be with him forever and ever and ever. But as we read another verse, I want to read another verse out of Psalm 107, verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. This verse, of course, Psalm 18, verse 3 tells us he's worthy. This Psalm 107, verse 8, tells us some reasons why. This verse is repeated four times in Psalm 107. This tells me that it's very important and that God wants people to praise him. And all mankind should praise the Lord. You know, I believe that. But only the saved know the Lord and can praise him correctly. And we will see that we praise him for redemption. That's one of the things that he's done. He tells us, you know, to redeem something is to buy it back. You know, we were in prison. We were in the prison of sin to Satan and to ourselves. And the price of our sin had to be paid. Now, I couldn't pay it. It was a debt I could not pay. I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid the debt that he did not owe. And it took God, it took his Son, it took the Holy Ghost of God to provide salvation for mankind. Our fallen nature has to be changed. And there is no way under the sun that you and I can change it. It takes the power of God. I tell you what, today, he paid the ransom for our sin. Oh, praise him today for redemption. But in the verse that we read, that's repeated four times in the same psalm, let's praise him for his remarkable works, not just for redemption, but for his remarkable works. The Lord has not stopped with our redemption. His wondrous work, a wonderful work, towards men never ends. You go into the Psalm 107, you can read verse 7, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation, See, God didn't just save us and leave us. He saved us, and now he guides us. That's one of his remarkable works. God leads his dear children along. God leads his redeemed ones in the right path. You know, a fallen and lost world is rushing down a one-way street to an everlasting hell. But God's children, but God leads his children on in the right path, not to a hell, but to a city where sickness is no more, where pain is no more, where separation no longer breaks hearts, and where the saints sing and shout praises unto the Lord God of heaven forever. Oh, I say we praise him for redemption. We praise him for his remarkable works. But I want to leave you with this today. Let's close out the week thanking him and praising him for his righteous rule. You know, the unsaved of this world are ruled by systems, by governments that are unfair and unrighteous. Everywhere that Jesus rules, listen now, everywhere that Jesus rules, he does so in righteousness. He rules the heart in righteousness. He rules our homes in righteousness. And one day he will rule the nations in righteousness. Yeah, there's going to be a time upon this earth, where righteousness and peace and joy will cover the world. The Bible says, as waters cover the sea. Oh, friend, let me tell you. In Psalm 150, verse number 6, let everything that hath breath, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I mentioned a verse this week. I read it, I think. It must have been Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember the day. But I'm praising God in the sanctuary. Well, that's a good place to start. Well, I tell you, that's a good place to start, is praising him in the sanctuary. But we can praise him in ourselves, in our heart. We can praise him even out in society. But a good place to start is the sanctuary. So with that being said, don't forget about the house of God on the Lord's Day. And I'm praying that you'll even come, somebody will even come here of the Sounds of Faith family and visit here at Faith. And come with an attitude of praising him. Just give him glory for who he is and give him some glory for what he's done. Because great is his faithfulness, but great also are his works. May God bless you. Thank you for joining us again today in the days of this week. May God give you a great day, a great weekend. Don't forget about the house of God. And we'll be back with you, Lord willing, on Monday. Until then, keep listening for the Sounds of Faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you. And keep listening for the Sounds of Faith.